The Delta variant of the coronavirus now accounts for more than 25% of new COVID-19 cases in the United States, which has some people concerned about the vaccine's effectiveness against it. Outside the lab, there's not a lot of information about how the Johnson & Johnson vaccine fights variants. And while some health experts suggest people who received the single-dose J&J vaccine get an additional shot of a Pfizer or Moderna vaccine, other doctors and the CDC disagree. Zoe Reed of WHYY's Health Desk Help Desk reports on vaccine boosters.
Both types of vaccines are very effective at preventing serious illness, hospitalization, and death from the virus. That's the most important factor, health experts say. When it comes to preventing mild and moderate illness, the virus vector J&J vaccine is around 66% effective compared to 95% for the Pfizer and Moderna vaccines. Health experts are concerned, though, about how effective the vaccines will be against variants, and that's why some have suggested boosters. Johnson & Johnson points to two small studies not yet peer-reviewed that show it is effective against variants and that immunity lasts at least 8 months. Dr. Esther Chernick is an associate professor of Drexel University's Dornsife School of Public Health and College of Medicine. She says it's too early to jump to conclusions about boosters.
I think the calls for needing to boost the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, I think, are probably premature. We just don't know that that's necessary. And at least from a laboratory study perspective, there's a lot of indications that it really may not be necessary.
Dr. Delana Wardlaw, a family medicine physician at Temple, agrees. She says some scenarios need to unfold before recommending boosters.
You know, increased spike in cases, a decreased response to immunity levels. Those are things that let us know that we will potentially need a booster.
Johnson & Johnson is researching the effectiveness of two doses of its vaccine. Pfizer just announced it will seek authorization for a third-shot booster to amp up immunity against variants. And the National Institutes of Health recently announced a clinical trial studying the safety and effectiveness of a mixed vaccine regimen. A study out of England showed that getting one dose of the AstraZeneca vaccine followed by one dose of the Pfizer is safe and produces additional antibodies and immune cells. If additional shots are recommended, Chernick predicts that people who are immunocompromised will be the first candidates. Studies show that many who are immunocompromised have lower antibody levels after getting vaccinated and that a third dose can boost their immunity. Zoe Reed, WHYY News.
For more details about the COVID vaccine, go to whyy.org/vaccines.